For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with some inspiration to help you conquer your fears by exposing yourself to what you're afraid of. Exposure therapy is a very effective form of behavioral therapy, and it's one that you can do yourself without even going to a therapist. Many of our writers seem to intuitively know how to do this for themselves, and today I'm going to share a couple of stories with you that show you how to do this yourself, no matter what it is that's holding you back from fully enjoying your life. This theme of overcoming fears and even phobias is an important one in our latest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Yes, because lots of our writers realize that it's those fears that are keeping them from doing new things and having the adventurous, fun lives that they know they deserve. So in our first story today, Kathy Bernier tells us that she was so afraid of water that she was even turning down invitations to parties that were going to be held near pools or lakes. Yeah, she was turning down invitations to be with other people and have fun because the events were close to a body of water. She knew it was irrational, but it was a phobia, and phobias are not rational. Kathy was 44 years old, and she couldn't even remember a time she had been okay with water. It was severely curtailing her life, and so she finally decided to do something about it. She decided to go to the Y and have a professional instructor help her get into a swimming pool. During her first lesson, Kathy spent half an hour just standing in the shallow end of a warm therapy pool. It gave Kathy a chance to learn to trust her instructor, Lori, and it gave Lori a chance to see just how frightened of water Kathy was. Just getting into the shallow end of the pool had been a big deal for Kathy. Lori had led her down the wheelchair ramp, encouraging her to get her feet wet and then take baby steps every few minutes until the water got to her knees. Kathy couldn't even remember the last time that she had stood in water that deep. But little by little, Kathy advanced into the water, with Lori urging her on. Kathy held onto the side of the pool with a death grip. But in the second half hour of her lesson, she slowly inched her way further down the side of the pool until she got all the way to the deep end. She couldn't even touch bottom anymore. When she got to the 5'6" mark, she was finally done, and she was able to scramble up the pool ladder and get out. She couldn't believe it. She had actually done it. So that was her first lesson. And the next challenge was to come back and do it again and even swim, which she did eventually. 5 months after that first lesson, she let go of the edge of the pool and she swam a whole length of the pool to the cheers of her fellow swimmers, and she still swims in that pool every week. Kathy concludes her story by saying, "Being able to swim might not be a huge deal to most people, but the big deal is not so much in the swimming, but in the overcoming, in the daring and trying and being afraid, but doing it anyway. And sometimes the biggest deal of all is to walk into the shallow end and come out a winner at the deep end, no matter how long it takes to get there." So Kathy used exposure therapy to open up her life to swimming in a pool. And we have another story in Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Yes, about a woman who wasn't afraid of swimming, but was afraid of what might be in the water with her. Gwen Cooper tells us that she was packing for the trip of a lifetime when she was forced to confront her fear. She and her husband were off to the Galapagos Islands, and that is indeed the trip of a lifetime. I went there with my family, and it's amazing. You get up close and personal with all kinds of land and ocean animals, and you can swim with penguins and sharks. But Gwen was trying to accidentally, on purpose, forget to pack her snorkeling gear. She had grown up in the water, and she was a strong swimmer and very comfortable in a pool, but her phobia was open water, swimming in the ocean. When she was forced to snorkel, she only lasted a few minutes before she fled back to the safety of the beach. And now she had an injured knee too, so she was using that as an excuse to avoid dealing with her fear of open water. But she knew that snorkeling in the Galapagos was supposed to be amazing, and Gwen didn't want to disappoint her husband either. So she packed her snorkeling gear, and then on the second day in the Galapagos, Gwen's moment of truth arrived. Her husband got her into the water, and he stayed by her side the whole time, and he helped her swim far enough out from the beach to see the fish. But the deeper the water got and the colder it got and the bigger the waves got, Gwen felt worse and worse. She felt completely at the mercy of the ocean, and she didn't like that whole unnatural process where you put your face in the water and then you breathe through the snorkel. But she forced herself to do it. She kept breathing. She kept fighting off her panic. She kept breathing through the snorkel with her face in the water. And then she was rewarded. She saw the fish. She saw schools of fish, some blue with black stripes and yellow tails, some yellow with polka dots. She saw sea urchins. She saw rocks covered with red starfish. She saw something that is called a chocolate chip starfish, which looks like a chocolate chip cookie that's cut into a star shape. She saw stingrays hiding under the sand. And then she saw a sea lion swim by, and then an octopus, and then the sea lion came back, and this time with another sea lion. And then the two sea lions slowed down and looked at Gwen, and then swam through her group of swimmers like they were playing with them. And then she swam with the penguins and even a hammerhead shark. And by the way, the sharks in the Galapagos are no threat. I remember swimming with them. They are so well-fed that they have no interest in biting a human. Even the bees there don't bite the humans. Well, despite all that, Gwen got scared again when they swam toward a cove where the water was a little darker. But she kept on forcing herself to breathe through that snorkel, even though she was in open ocean water and her face was in the water. And then her husband pointed out the next reward. An entire colony of sea turtles was swimming beneath them. Gwen says, "I hate to think of all I would have missed had I remained on the beach. Now I know when I'm doing something new, I just have to remember to breathe." So I totally get it. I always fight off that moment of panic when I'm snorkeling, but it's always worth it. We put a great quote by Henry Ford at the beginning of Kathy's story that sums it all up. "One of the greatest discoveries a man makes, one of his great surprises, is to find he can do what he was afraid he couldn't do." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast today. Please make sure you subscribe to it on Apple or Google or wherever you like to get your podcasts. That way, each new episode will be automatically downloaded to you. And tell a friend about the podcast too. We have so many reports from people who have made the podcast part of their routine when they're driving or exercising or doing the dishes. If you want to read more stories or some great tips from the book I mentioned today, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Yes, go to chickensoup.com and click on the picture of the book. You can also pick up a copy at Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, your local independent bookstore, Rite Aid drugstores, Amazon, and wherever else you like to buy your books.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.